What's up, everybody? My name's Ryan, and it's time for your daily nerd Devo. So I'm not sure exactly how many of y'all are old enough for this, but 19 years ago today, if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, September 11th, 2020, was a very long and confusing and complicated day in our world. I won't get too deep into the specifics, but a lot of bad things happened that day. And as an eighth grader, I have very specific memories of them. I remember standing in my classroom, watching on the television with my classmates while our teacher wasn't in the room, no one knowing we were watching what was happening in New York, watching as one of my classmates drew on the whiteboard what she was saying. I'm going to be honest, I have very vague memories of that day, but the memories I do have are very clear and very hard. I think for a lot of folks, that's a day that stands out pretty heavily, and I don't always know how to respond to it because I didn't understand it as a child. I mean, yeah, I was a teenager. I was, I don't know, 12 or 13, however old you are in eighth grade. But, man, that day didn't make sense to me. I don't know that it really made sense to anybody. It didn't matter how old you were. Life is like that sometimes. Our world is like that sometimes. This year, 19 years later, is like that sometimes. It doesn't always make sense. Frankly, it regularly hasn't made sense. But as I sit here in my room, tears in my eyes, I do know one thing for certain, and I don't know that I knew it then. Not like I know it now. That's that God is good. Always. Even when we don't see it, even when it doesn't make sense, God's good. And I think now more than ever, we not only have to remember that, but we have to share that. Because when the world gets its heaviest, those are the moments we need him the most. John 3:16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's all for today. No particular wrap-up or anything like that. Share God, love God, know that God loves you, and that we love you guys. I'm gonna leave a moment of silence here at the end. Y'all have a blessed day.